You know, I'm pretending. It's all right. I got someone else over here. Come on, Russ.
Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. Hop aboard the dinghy here.
Hop aboard without tripping?
Oh, hold on, hold on.
What?
Maybe at home they're noticing, or at school they're noticing something different here.
I'm looking pretty flashy.
You're looking flashy. That's a given. But no. Notice the lack of orange. Remember, safety first here in
Alaska.
Safety
first.
Now remember, kids don't float, and neither do researchers.
Okay.
You got to put on the PFD.
I'll put on the PFD then.
Personal flotation device.
Don't want to be sinking in the deep blue.
Perfect. No, not at all. It's because we're not really on a boat, but that's all right. Now, I'd like to ask you, and I didn't introduce you properly, I'm sorry. This is Dr. Russ Andrews. He's a marine mammal researcher here at the Alaska Sea Life Center. And with that, can you tell us a little bit about what you do here?
Sure. Well, mostly what I'm doing these days is trying to figure out why stellar sea lions are declining. Dr. Shannon just told you a little bit about how their population was really big at one time and now is about a tenth of the size.
Wow.
And one of the factors that some people think might be causing that decline is that sea lions can't get enough food. And so I want to find out, on sea lions out in the wild, are they getting enough food? What kind of food are they getting? How much food are they getting every day? How hard do they have to work to get that food? Here in the aquarium where we can watch Woody, we can see really clearly because we can sit here and watch him eat all the fish that are in the tank or the fish that we actually give him. But out in the wild, it's a much more difficult task. So I actually have to make little instruments so that I can ride along with the sea lions.
Whoa,
cool. I would like to scuba dive along with them, but if you watch Woody here, you'll see right now he's swimming kind of slow. But in the wild, they can swim really fast, probably about 3 or 4 times faster than I can.
Wow.
So even if I could hold my breath for 30 or 40 minutes like they can, there's no way I can actually keep up with them.
Sure.
So instead, I make little instruments that I attach to the sea lions, and they actually follow along with the sea lions for me. So for example, here's one of these instruments right here. This instrument is actually a time depth recorder, so it can record how deep the sea lion goes. It also has a little camera. It has a flash over here because when sea lions dive in the ocean, they often dive really deep where it's really dark.
Sure, sure.
So we have to light it up. We use infrared light, which is light that the sea lions or the fish can't see, but we can still record the images onto the camera. And to give you an idea of how we do this, we'll see if we can't catch ourselves this little seal here.
Nice.
So why don't you gear up the boat?
I'm gearing. Oh, here we're driving along. Now, I've seen a seal cruising around over here. Oh, God, there's one. Get it. Oh, my. Good thing he's got his PFT on, ladies and gentlemen.
Good thing.
Woo! Hey, this is it's a
safety
tough.
Safety first.
Safety first. No, it's a tough job.
You have to get a longer handle net next to
the boat's falling apart. It's live.
Okay.
Anything can happen.
We can slow down the boat.
Slow the boat down.
So,
bring it down.
Here's another one of these instruments that I was telling you about. This instrument, well, just pretend like this is a sea lion. It's actually a little ring seal. But now that we've caught it, we want to make it go to sleep so that we can attach some instruments to it.
Okay, sure.
So if I remember to put in my pocket my little syringe of drugs.
Well, what if you didn't put him to sleep?
Well, then if I got really close to him,
boom! Ah, come on!
Just kidding.
That's not funny.
Never play with the mouth of a seal.
No, dangerous.
So if I had a little syringe of drugs, we could give him a little shot in the butt.
Okay.
He'd fall asleep. Then he wouldn't know what's happening, although this is all really quite safe. We put a little glue into his fur, and then we would push this data logger onto his back. This data logger has a time depth recorder, so I can measure how deep the sea lions are diving, because as sea lions dive down into the water, the deeper you are in the water, the greater the pressure, and we can sense that pressure. It has a little swim speed sensor, so we can see how fast they're swimming. It has a satellite transmitter, so we can see where they're going.
Hmm.
And then we can actually monitor them out at sea. In order to actually see when they're eating fish, though, we need another technique. So it turns out that every time a seal eats a fish, its stomach temperature goes down. And that's, of course, because seals are warm-blooded like us. They have a warm body temperature. The fish are cold-blooded, so they're really cold. So every time a seal eats a fish, its stomach temperature changes.
Huh.
We can record that by using a thing called a stomach temperature transmitter. So while the seal is asleep, we stick this stomach transmitter inside of its stomach.
Oh.
When it wakes up, it's sending signals from the stomach to this data logger, so we can record changes in its stomach temperature.
No, wait a minute, Russ. You just stuffed something in its mouth. Does that hurt it?
Oh, no. These instruments that we put in there are made of medical-grade titanium, and seals actually eat rocks a lot. So this is just like one of the rocks that they would normally eat.
That's pretty big,
I could stick this inside of your mouth. Well, Your mouth isn't quite big enough.
No.
I always said a rich has a big mouth, but maybe it's not quite as big as a sea lion's mouth. So we don't think that any of these things hurt them, and we actually test all the devices that we use on our sea lions here in the aquarium, so we can watch, make sure that there aren't any complications that we might not have anticipated. So remember I said the fish are cold, the seal's warm. Every time it eats a cold fish, we get a change in stomach temperature. We record it with this instrument, and the seal goes about its merry way. We can actually use the camera to visualize the fish that they're eating, use stomach temperature to make sure that we see every single fish that goes in, and we can count up how many fish do they get per day. We can also measure their heart rate and how fast they're swimming, so we can see how hard they're working to catch those fish. And then we can answer that question, are sea lions declining because they're not getting enough fish?
That's some interesting information. Wow. Now, I see you also brought something here, very interesting looking there.
Oh, well, that's actually just to show that seals have pretty big mouths. This actually isn't a sea lion, but Woody's skull, if we can get a picture of Woody there, if he stops for long enough, you'll see his head is about this big. And even though this didn't fit inside of Rich's mouth, even though we might want to put it in there, you can see that it would easily fit into a mouth this big. So that shows, again, it's not really going to hurt these guys
Good.
To have that little rock-sized
Good.
Object inside of their stomach.
All right. Good.
Another one of the instruments that we use on these seals is right here. This one we sometimes put on the heads of the seals. So if we glued this particular data logger to the head like this, this one is going to record accelerations.
Mm.
And so it turns out that when seals strike at their fish, their heads sort of jut out a little.
Okay.
And this device actually records that striking motion.
Sure.
So as they come along and they see a fish and they strike out at it, we can record that with this little data logger. And you
cool.
can see that this one, even for a little seal this size, is pretty small and probably won't affect the seal very much.
Nice, nice. Now before you go, I got to ask very quickly, what's the grossest part of your job?
Well, I unfortunately have to interact with poop a lot as well, but I don't purposely interact with it like Shannon does.
Okay. Okay.
When we catch sea lions, they actually like to haul out on places that are really big rocks and it's very slippery, and sea lions don't use outhouses. So that's really good because we can go and pick up that poop off the rookery and we can learn about things like their hormone concentrations or the bones of fishes that are left in them, so we can see what they're eating. But it also means there's poop everywhere. And when you're on a rock trying to chase after really big, fast sea lions, sometimes you slip. There's
Uh-oh.
Also these big cesspools that are pretty much filled
Uh-oh.
With brown stuff. And one time
Uh-oh.
When we were actually walking along on a rookery trying to catch a sea lion, I slipped and fell into one of these things Uh-oh. Right up to my neck.
Oh, come on.
That's pretty gross. So
that is
that's
just nasty.
The unflattering side of my job.
Nasty.
But most of my job is really fun. I get to solve interesting puzzles. I get to think a lot. I get to go out into the beautiful wilderness. So
Excellent.
That's just a small downside.
Sweet. Well, that's all right. Well, listen, Russ, thank you for
thanks for having
being
me.
Aboard the dinghy. And I'd like to turn over to my friend, Amy Haddow.